Fourth day.
Remember, O most chaste spouse of the Virgin Mary, O my lovable protector, Saint Joseph, that no one who has ever asked for your help or sought your protection been left unaided. Full of confidence in your powerful intercession, I hasten to you with all the fervor of my soul. Do not reject my prayer, O Father of the Redeemer, but in your goodness deign to receive it. Amen.
The moon is at its highest, sailing quietly across a star-studded sky. The stars appear like diamond nails driven into a vast canopy of dark blue velvet. A tiny house in the distance looks like a block of marble. Close by an enclosure from which is heard a bleating from time to time, a shepherd comes to the threshold. He raises his arms to his forehead to shield his eyes. Everything is calm, but the light is astonishing. The shepherd calls his colleagues. They all come to the door, a crew of men of every age. Among them, a young shepherd who cries out in fear, drawing the ridicule of the older ones.
What are you afraid of? The night is calm. What? You never seen the moon shining bright? Still tied to your mother's apron strings, huh? Just wait. One day, you will see things. Once, I went to the mountains of Lebanon, and as I was going up...
The young shepherd is no longer listening. He leaves the threshold and takes a few steps outside. He looks up and moves as if he were walking in his sleep. As if he were hypnotized. He cries out,
Look!
The others look at each other, dumbfounded.
What's wrong with that idiot?
Tomorrow I'll take him back to his mother. I don't want some fool watching over my sheep.
Let's go and see before we judge him. Call the others who are sleeping and take along some sticks. Perhaps there's a wild beast, and who knows, some marauders.
They catch up with the child.
There, look at the light coming towards us.
Me? I only see a light that's a little bit brighter.
No. I see something that looks like a body.
It's an angel.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy. Which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
Did you hear that?
Shall we go and see? What should we do with the animals?
Have no fear. Nothing can happen to them. Let's go. But where?
Didn't the angel say that he was born today and that he was lying in a manger somewhere in Bethlehem?
Come, I know. I saw that woman today and I showed her a shelter because I really thought she would find no place to stay. She is so beautiful. Come, let's bring some milk and some cheese and some hides. They must be very poor. Who knows? What a cold welcome for the one whose name I dare not say.
They go by the light of the moon and torches along the path in the countryside, through hedges of thorns stripped bare by the winter. They walk around Bethlehem and come to the stable. They draw near.
Come, let's go in.
No, not me. I don't dare. You, Levi, you were the first to see the angel. That means you're better than we are. Go look.
The child hesitates, but then makes up his mind. He comes closer to the shelter and pushes aside the cloak hanging across the entrance.
What do you see?
I see a man and a woman. And I hear a baby crying.
My little Jesus. Oh, my love. Shh. Don't cry. Oh, if only I could give you some milk, little one. But I don't have any yet. I know you're cold and the hay is so uncomfortable, my love. It pains me to hear you crying like this and to be unable to comfort you. Sleep, my little soul. Sleep.
Levi, let them know that we are here.
Me? No, you do it.
Who are you?
Shepherds. We bring you some food and wool. We have come to adore the Savior.
Please, do come in.
They enter the stable that is lit by the torches. Mary turns to them and smiles.
Come, come.
She motions them in and tenderly draws young Levi close to the manger. The others move forward with their gifts.
But you can't stay here. It's cold and damp. And then the smell of beasts. This cannot do for the Savior.
I know, but there's no room for us at Bethlehem.
Take heart, lady. We'll find a place for you to sleep.
A place for the little one, at least. Joseph and I can sleep on the ground. But the little one...
Do not sigh, woman. You will want for nothing. For the time being, accept what our poverty can give you. We are only shepherds, but we'll find something.
We, too, are poor, but we can repay you.
Oh, we don't want that. The Lord has already rewarded us. He's promised peace to everyone, peace to men of goodwill. He's already given it to us, for the angel said that this child is the Savior, Christ the Lord. We are poor and illiterate, but we know that the prophets say the Savior will be the Prince of Peace. Glory to God in the highest, and glory to the one who is His Christ. And you, blessed are you, O woman who has begotten Him. You are holy, since you were worthy of bearing Him. Command us like a queen, for we will be happy to serve you. What can we do for you?
Love my son.
Saint Joseph, model of chastity.
With Joseph, model of all those who seek purity of soul, Lord, we pray to you. teach us true love, so that we may recognize your presence in the fidelity and respect of our promises and commitments. O Saint Joseph, you who have opened the way to the salvation of the world by the purity of your love, enable us to be true witnesses to the Son of God in the world of our times.
Our Heavenly Father, make yourself known as God. Make your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today the bread we need. Forgive us our wrongs against you as we have forgiven those who have done wrong against us. Sustain us in our struggle against temptation and deliver us from evil.
Hail, Queen of Heaven. Hail, Queen of Angels. Hail, fruitful branch. Hail, Gate of Heaven. Through you the light has risen on the world. Rejoice, O glorious Virgin, fairest of all women. Hail, radiant splendor. Intercede with Christ on our behalf. Deign to accept my praise, O Holy Virgin. Give me strength against your enemies. God of mercy, grant us your help in our weakness. Grant that as we celebrate the memory of the Blessed Mother of God, we may, with the help of her prayer, rise again from our sins. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
O Joseph, Father of Jesus, most pure spouse of the Virgin Mary, pray each day for us to Jesus himself, the Son of God, so that strengthened by his grace, we may struggle as we should in life and be crowned by him in death. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I entrust my heart and my soul to you. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, assist me always and in my final struggle. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, may my soul depart in peace and be with you always.